Hey, good afternoon, my friends. We are in date 38, which is entitled Getting 100%. And I shared the story about a rabbi teacher of mine back in high school, very demanding, always seemed to assign so much work and tests and quizzes. It was just, I went over to him and I just remember this. And I said, look, I'd like to be switched to a lower level class. It was just too much for me. And the teacher looked up and he said to me, "You're Mark Wiles, right?" And I was like, "Yeah." He says, "Didn't you once get 100 on one of my tests?" And without waiting for me to respond, he pulls out from his desk a test with my name on it with a big 100 in red ink. And I was like, "Yeah, I did do nicely on one of your tests." And I just thanked the rabbi and I walked away. And I just went back to my seat. And then I found that, of course, later on, that he managed to give every one of his students 100 at some point because he had this theory. And I think it's a really important theory that if you make your students believe they're really capable of a lot, they will produce more. And he was correct. And I'm sharing the story because Yom Kippur, please God, is tomorrow night, is the day we get 100. Not in terms of any kind of grade that Hashem gives us, but in terms of how much we extend ourselves. We live up to our full spiritual potential. We're not getting bogged down by anything physical. We're refraining from all of these things, all these physical things and eating and drinking and so on and so forth. And we somehow stay focused on praying and being connected with our Creator. And that's a really important model for us to create for the rest of the year. And we try to become like angels. And it's a day to gain atonement for our sins. But that's just one aspect of the day. It's a day to create, as I say, a model of our spiritual selves that we can look back at for inspiration the rest of the year. So when the rest of the year, we're like, can I do this? I'm not sure. Am I up to this? You can always pull out 100 from the desk, which is the day of Yom Kippur, and say, hey, you know, I was pretty holy on that day. Doesn't mean I'm going to be that way every day, but it means that I can be that way. And maybe I can be that way right now in the situation in which I find myself. I mention at the end of this chapter also the Ne'ilah, which is the last prayer of Yom Kippur, is short for Ne'ilat Sha'arim, which means the closing of the gates, and it represents the final prayers that we get in. And it really means that we're taking our Judaism to the next level, because there's no prayer service like the Ne'ilah the rest of the year. We have Shacharis, Mincha, Ma'ariv, we have three times a day, and then we have on the holidays Musaf, and on Yom Kippur, we're extending ourselves even more. We created a whole other prayer service called the Ne'ilah, where we basically break ranks, I said, and just like almost like in a fit of desperation, we turn to Hashem and we're like, you know, we'll do anything. We'll pray another prayer just when we thought we didn't have any strength left, or any energy left at the end of this day. And that's really, again, creating a memory for the rest of the year to say that, am I capable? Can I live up to these higher standards that I'm setting for myself? We may fall short of them, but we'll have this memory, not just Wednesday night, Thursday this year for Yom Kippur, but we'll have it, please God, all year to look at and to be inspired by.